What's up?
It's your girl, Boston Bossy.
And Queenie Jones.
And this is Mary Jane and
Munchies.
And today's special episode features DJ Y-Sham. Shamira, aka DJ Y-Sham, is a 2019 Boston Music Award nominee. She's a visionary, activist, traveler, sister, godparent, and uses a tagline, "Your Community DJ." Her background in criminal justice communication and community outreach has led her to merge her artistry as a DJ. She focuses on mental and public health while bringing music, hardship, and pain together as a release for collective trauma.
So, yo, look here. We had a whole little interview with her. And it's not a little interview, but like, the whole thing was, she's a thug, baby. A baby thug. She be looking like she gonna fight people and handle business. I just wanted to put that on. Like, I had to start off there, because when you hear in the interview, you're gonna be like, girl, you so crazy. But you see her picture, you be like, oh, it makes so much sense. It makes so much sense. All right, y'all.
Bye!
Bye!
I think this is
how. I wouldn't know.
Is this it?
Can you hear us?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, snap. Okay, nice.
All right, that was check noted. Check noted. What's up? We are up here with DJ Y-Sham.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Let's do it. All right, girl. Before we get into it, what you over there about to think you about to get into, go ahead and fix your head different. We about to hit this game called Truth or Toe. All right, we about to light up right quick. Get our minds right. Welcome to Mary Jane and Munchie.
Hey.
All right. All right, so Sabrina set up the first question. She thought. That she yeah, just whatever, freestyle. Long, okay, so, girl, let me do it, because she up here, I'm up here eating popcorn, sorry.
I'm munching.
I'm munching, right. I mean, she can see me eating, so it's weird to act like.
I'm trying to light up, though, but anyway, so, first question is, have you ever used an edible to enhance your work?
You said, have I ever used an edible?
Or weed in general, cannabis?
Yes, an edible, yes. I actually prefer that over flower. I do think it has a longer effect in food, and you can cook it in the same way as, you know, you're making, I don't know, with something that you use butter in. What did I put in? I put in spaghetti a couple weeks ago. You know, I did it in the style, so yes, I am a fan.
Ooh! Oh! Look, y'all, that was not even
DJ
a setup.
Y-Sham chef.
Right. So, just that was a quick one. Now, let me just say, DJ Y-Sham, when we first initially came about, we actually went to, like, either it was Club 222 in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And you was just in there, you know, quick thing. But, you know, I'm up here watching, peeping, and I'm looking at you, and I'm like, you look like a thug baby.
I am 5. I say 5'1", depending on who's talking. They try to say other things, but I'm very little for my stature, for my age, I'll say.
Listen, I'm small but mighty. Right. So
Thank you.
So, I take great offense, but loving offense.
Right.
I'm a baby.
It depends on who's saying it, how you say it like this.
Right,
it's like a normal thing.
If you're condescending, that's canceled.
Which, right. I'm not, because I know you throw hands. At the end of the day, that's the part of your job description.
She's like, no, I'm a business.
Because people, like, you know, I agree. You can be business, but then if somebody, you know, you got to make that ultimate decision. Like,
that's
do
why
you really want to step out of character here, or you want to wait till later? No, sorry.
I will beat your ass in approximately an hour and 45 minutes.
I'll see you at 4 o'clock after my shift is over.
Right. Like, I'm about to lose my check. I still got to pay my rent.
Right.
Your ass can get beat after 5.
Right.
As soon as I'm done hitting the best stuff ever, the best things you ever heard on this side of Mississippi.
And the other side, too. Give me a lighter, man.
She see
me looking for a lighter.
She's not saying nothing, because she knows she could have just been like, She up here searching. I'm like, it's not even that big of a space for you to search like that. Go ahead and light up. Goodness.
All right, next question.
Next question. Now, I see you a little bit rebellious. Let's see how far we can take you. You are up here on Mary Jane and Munchies. Do we not? All right, so. DJ White Sham.
Mm-hmm.
When is the last time you've had some Reggie and sex?
Reggie, honestly, so we're gonna be honest.
Yes.
Who knows? Everybody swear they have designer this, designer that, they have whatever. We could all be smoking it. but I would say, from my knowledge, the last time would be, what's this year, 2020? Ooh, I would say 2015. I was in Virginia, and then there's always a gas station. It wasn't like when all the CBD stuff was at the gas station, but I met like a dude because I'm like out there with my aunt. I'm like, oh dang, I ain't got nothing. And then there's stuff at that time. I'm gonna say it was Reggie. It was trash. But me knowingly, willingly, absolutely not. But everybody has their preferences. I have my OGs who say they don't like that strong stuff. They don't like that.
Like, I don't buy mid. I could deal with some mid every now and again.
But I'm I don't even know what that means. Like,
Well, okay. So for me, when I lived in Georgia, I would say that every day weed that you could get from your local person would be mid. Right? It gets you high, but you know, you're not going to be a space cadet. But then they had the weed that if you spend a little bit more money, you know, per gram, would get you the space cadet. Now, if you had like a good little plant job or something, you might be getting a higher grade all the time, period. But most people out in Atlanta were, you know, broke. So they're getting mid, and the mid is just like what's grown out in Atlanta.
Little quick stuff.
Right. It's not Reggie, you know what I'm saying? It got a little hit.
A little quick to it. I mean, a little quick, you know, yes, I'm
yeah, look, girl, that's why they smoke the blunt wrappers.
Okay, to give it, yes. Okay,
get a little hit. And then, you know, they might put tobacco in it because they grow tobacco out there. Yep, so it's not like...
With that's not common. I mean, that's not stuff. Uncommon out there, yeah.
Right, so it's like, you know, and they put it together and they stretch it. Yeah, especially the crew that I live with out there. Definitely. We made it stretch.
It'd be like that. But now, knowingly...
Right, knowingly. Okay, all right.
Yeah, look, I better be put down. No,
she keep asking these soft questions, so I'm gonna wait till she get back.
No, but the other one was the last time. I'll say post. It means pre. Post is after. Pre Corona.
Wow.
Yeah, but it's all good. Like
she said, it's fine. I'm working hard.
Look at the music is what I'm making love to right now. My studio.
Has a session ever led to an orgy?
No, I don't. No.
She just asked that off the wall.
Right, that was like weird. I'm like, no, I don't think I've had a session yet, like a full music session. Like I just started the studio, but if that was to happen, it better be with two females, and not with all these niggas who be hanging.
It's like, no, thank you. I'm not trying to just get slanged.
We could get me a female rapper, a female singer, and call it a duet. Like, keep going.
Right. Best music y'all ever made. Maybe you get really inspired, sis. We don't know. We don't know what could happen. You might get blessed up. You know?
But no, I'm trying to treat this like Tupac. Ain't no fun and games unless it's like
professionalism.
But if a shorty's trying to come through, we about to talk. And then business leads to something else. Because we are talking, not like necessarily I want to be, this is like somebody I'm talking to.
Yeah,
the studio is a place for business.
For business, right.
Not shenanigans.
No.
But if a shorty I'm talking to comes through, like, oh, all right, cool. I got a 30-minute lunch break. No, sir.
And she happens to sit on the booth. That's where she sat.
That just what had happened was... Period. Sometimes it be like that. But we respect the professionalism here on Mary Jane and Munchies. So she hit you with that sidebar, but we're gonna actually flip what you actually are doing in Corona. What are you doing during COVID to cope? What are you doing in general? You know, go ahead and open us up. What you been up to? What you been on? How's your mental space?
No, seriously, like I just said, I just opened a studio, so where now I get to focus more on my craft. I didn't have a space before to, I'll say, like, do mixes, learn the Pro Tools, learn Audacity to record artists as much as I want to.
So now you're going to be...
Yeah, we're about to take a full throttle, so I want to get more artists to record. The people who are serious, like, you're going to be booked. You're not just popping up at the studio.
Oh,
like,
wow. Do send that, me that info. I manage artists.
Right.
Oh, let's go. Right. People, you said you was in Atlanta. Yeah. You was in whatever.
Queen Jones helps me also do my management. So she's like, yeah.
We need, like, we were just waiting. And you're black, huh?
Right, like, and that's like the whole thing I want to take it focused on too. So it's like, if you're serious, boom, we get it scheduled, pay a little fee, and then we do whatever you want. And I want to get definitely more. Right now I gotta be slow with it, so I'm learning the recording piece, but I want to definitely get into engineering, because if you learn that, that's a whole full package, you know. It's a one-stop shop. But I do know engineers who can, you can send the music to after if they want to, you know, mess with the vocals some. But a lot of people just want to record, and they don't have a place to, or they don't have like the equipment to.
But are you also going to work on helping develop people's sound? Because, like,
what's
often written about Boston music scene, at least for the hip hop and R&B artists, is either they sound the same,
right,
or they don't sound distinct enough to be recognized,
to get out there, right? And that's my whole thing. I love getting more into PR, marketing, branding, but then just specific just for our community. Boston, we got the articles written everywhere. Boston has this sound, that sound. There's no sound here. But I think there is a way to mainstream it and start getting people to focus and look at us.
Right.
In that sense.
I think that something that else is really near and dear to your heart, which is the mental health of the black and brown community,
exactly,
is definitely a vehicle to connect both worlds, you know, right, the hip-hop community and the general public.
Right, because it's going on. We got it here. Okay, so if you're an artist, okay, I'm going to speak for myself about an example. You said what's been going on during Corona. Real talk, an article came out, but, like, nobody really know. I had to move 2 weeks into, like in the midst of all this stuff going on. But I'm a humble person. I'm like, oh, I'll take it with stride and keep going and do what you got to do.
You mean the Bandcamp article?
No, not that one. It was, that said, I forgot which one it was. It was, Dig Boston wrote an article.
Oh, okay. Artists, you know, you got to send us that. We'd love to feature it on our site.
Okay. But there's a lot of artists dealing with, like, you know, I'm trying to put artists onto the pandemic unemployment, but since, like, you know, there's people, like, playing with the system, there's folks who can't get it right now, but there's grants out there, there's so much for artists, but we don't know that. We're shy, we're prideful, we don't want to do GoFundMes because we've seen somebody making fun of somebody doing it. And that's me speaking from my past, so I had to let pride go and be like, no, you need help right now. All your money was coming basically from DJing and stuff like that. So, like, how do we shape it where, you know, you can make your art work for you, but then not be as depressed, but, like, what's the next steps? So it's just like, me, I'm not a complainer. Like, I'm gonna complain for one day, but then I'm gonna figure out how we gonna fix this. So during Corona, it's just like, all right, didn't have housing, we gonna fix this. And now I'm, like, staying somewhere temporarily, which is comfortable enough for me. Got the studio so I can do music more. And it's just like a fluctuation of back and forth of, like, how do you keep that balance? And some people don't have that guide, or just knowing, like, okay, you can go to, I don't know, there's a lot. If you're an artist and who has kids and stuff like that, if your kids are at BPS right now, they can get, like, EBT. So I get detailed with it. So, like, mental health, artists, everything plays hand in hand back and forth of, we're still human beings outside of being an artist. Some people think of, like, you're an artist and you're out here every day, you're making whatever. Nobody knows artists is making, like, $30 a show or not even nothing for a show, or DJs don't even get paid on time. So that affects the mental health, that affects your finances, and it goes back in a full circle.
That's during a good time.
Right. So I definitely, right now, I agree with you all say, bringing that to life. And I have a space now to, like, you know, do events, create events. To bring that to more forefront compared to when I first started a couple of years ago. But everything's a building process. So Corona actually turned a lot of things around in my life to be like, you can do it this way, you can do it that way. Granted, still not enough money coming in because it's like it slowed down times 100. But I wasn't doing it for any money before. I don't want to start doing it now, but I would love to get some. But I love my community and I want to see them thrive. And I want to see, you want to be a rapper, a singer, a freaking basketball. I don't know if I can swear, sorry.
You
a
can
basketball
swear.
Player.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Say what you're going to say.
You know, like a, like you can be like anything you want to be. I believe Boston got next, Mass got next, wherever you're from, New York got next, whatever it is. But like for
you from
right now,
Boston, so
Boston, right? We got to figure out that foundation because every other city, they got their circle, they got their folks. You see, Future and Young Thug and like Rocco, and I'm taking it like back before everybody, you know, started, you know, having problems with each other and stuff like
right,
that.
when
But
people
that whole
actually had to support
circle,
each other because otherwise they'd be going
exactly.
unnoticed.
Exactly. You see the videos, you see a young Future, you see a young Migos in the
You
videos
see a
and stuff.
young DJ
So like,
Khaled and Rick Ross.
thank you. Come on now. Like, so we take it full. So how do we get that here and not do, not to be funny, cheesy ass videos and stuff like that? We get our cameraman to not charge crazy money, but then we pay our cameraman good, like, you know, a good deal.
Well, you know
He'll get
what?
quality.
I would say as a black creative entrepreneur, an Afro Latina, one thing I struggle with, because I manage an artist, so I'll tell you from the other side, right? What I really appreciate, what really makes me want to continue to work with a vendor in the music space, professionalism. An invoice, an email with what you're going to do, punctuality. Like those simple things gain you the respect you deserve.
Do you believe artists should get paid if they bring out people?
Of course.
Yes. Wait, hold
But
on.
here's my thing. Are artists
Okay,
going to
that's
do the
all.
proper tracking and promotion to ensure not you mad my people was here?
I'm gonna tell y'all
You
like
know what I'm
this.
saying? Like, when you look at it a bit as a business, as an artist, then you have less. Oh well, yeah, I invited some people. You know what I'm saying?
Got
Let
you.
me Like,
think.
I would say that I know DJs work harder than most artists to get people to a venue that I know. As people
I
come
see it
because they
half and half. I see it half and half. I agree with you though, Mama. I definitely agree that it's like,
I mean, yes,
oh.
artists work hard, but I literally, I've been in Boston all my life, and more DJs consistently promote,
Oh
this is
yeah,
the event
they
I'm gonna
go
be at,
hard.
this is my contact information. That like that consistency is why, yeah, they make a profession out of it.
I'm gonna give y'all a fact. Okay, so I had talked to my OG, my pop, Smoke. He was like this. He said some shit like, "You need to start charging people and taking your business serious because you are crafted artists. You are crafted, gifted people. So from this point forward, we need to handle our stuff seriously. So yes, charge, period. Because you coming out with thorough content, you coming out with thorough gift, you giving thorough, you know,
Energy.
energy ex every time. So you need to stop coming in there like, yeah, this my homegirl, this my homie.
Gotcha.
That no. Invoice me. After this, you know what it is. Cash App, PayPal, whatever your exchange is,
I
get to
don't
me.
even think you should be getting an invoice after if there's cash on hand.
Look, but
That's a whole
you
different
as the
level,
artist, you
too.
need to have that invoice yourself though. Because from this
True,
point
true,
forward,
true.
you need to take that
It's a contract, a
seriously.
legally bind.
Yeah,
Yes, that's true.
like here, there's nothing wrong with cash out here. However you do your money management,
Right.
that's a different show, right?
But having that
But
backup.
you need to have an invoice for them to sign and you to sign that this is the work that's been completed and this is the money we're exchanging right now.
Because on the flip side, I only ask that question because you work with artists. I'm like in between of like the DJ side and working with artists, but I definitely, you got, you know, you got leverage way over me. So I be seeing it as like, I agree. And I'll give y'all an insider personally. That's why I don't. I grew up around DJs. So when I was like, okay, I'm gonna make this official, I personally do not go hard as promoting because as the DJ, that's crazy. Like you bring all your people out. And not to be funny, yeah, I had to learn invoices too. Like 2019 was a great year. I was sending people invoices left and right, choop, choop, choop,
Right.
like boom, because I was getting
You
played. And I played, but
I
like I'm
guarantee,
waiting
well,
2 weeks.
more of
Like
your
what?
money?
Everybody's made paid except for the DJ, but y'all just had me post, come out
Yep.
here, hype
But
everybody up,
weren't
you're
you getting
shaking,
most
you're
of your money
laughing.
back when you started invoicing?
Oh, I sure was, because I had the PayPal. I started doing deposits. There's no confusion. But then,
there's no, right, no confusion. There's nothing, because now we both can have hands. You didn't right. see the invoice?
And then, but when like it comes to the artists, I do think artists get played, though, too, and underpaid when it comes to the club is making crazy bootcoot money.
I mean, yes.
And then you got to sell tickets and stuff like that. But then on the...
That's a property control issue.
But you see how much work you putting in for this purpose? Right? Period. Money is at front, however it's supposed to be set up, because you put in all this footwork and groundwork and foundation to give their structure a better build, period. So whatever they want to discuss, feedback, blah, blah. No, my paperwork is essential, because you think I came in here as a joke, as a gift to you, or as a friendship. Like, I got you, homie. I come in there. No, when you say that, also say my invoice information is dot, 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 because that's how you got to move from this point on, because nobody else is going to take you seriously. You are as important as the next person, and a lot of other cultures have that leverage, because they're willing to... Hey man, we talked about that money, right? But it's not a fight work. You got to start putting that paperwork in, because that's what they speak. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to lose a lot more of your credibility.
Like, here's the thing. If you, for example, for you, right? Mm-hmm. You're going into a venue and you want to control a night at that venue. You're going to come in with the numbers that you have on all your social media platforms, the, you know, analytics, engagement, how many people are actually looking at your stories and watching your stuff. You're going to come with your accolades. It's all this in a folder. Your plan for how the evening's going to go, how they're going to make a great intake, what you're expecting to receive back. And then there might be some negotiation and wiggle. But if you come in there expect, you know, with your great plan and being like, so you're going to give us the opportunity? The opportunity to make me money? Sure. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. You can have your little night. But when you come in there with that now, well, this is a business partnership.
Right.
You know, and maybe you're like, listen, I'm not always going to be available. I'm a touring DJ, but because I'm a touring DJ, I'm always going to be promoting at night. And I have some other DJs that have just as much analytics as me that I want to put on to the evenings that I'll be away, but I'll only be away, you know, like they do in Vegas with a residency. They're not short on J-Lo's money.
Right.
Ever.
Short. She don't even understand short no more.
All her short. Stuff is long.
Short.
Her money's coming in like 4 months in advance.
Right, because it's short. Short implies that you didn't have it when you asked me. You should have had it in cash then. I'm letting you not pay for me right now, because you know I'm a good businesswoman. I'm gonna give you the service. And then you release the rest. But you got to give me that up front. I think that as you're recording music now, yeah, you got to get a deposit for studio time. And I'm saying that there's somebody that wants to work with you, you know?
Right.
And for engineering, go ahead and invest in a Patreon, a YouTube, Prime, or something essential that you can have access on.
Oh, that's
much.
My best friend, baby. Look at YouTube has helped me do Cricut designs like the past
right.
week and everything. I didn't bust out masks for people. YouTube really will be your best friend and the folks
and
you know.
And Fiverr.com.
Like, Fiverr. Oh, I'm about to type that in too. Yeah, okay.
Fiverr.com and Canva.
Or it's Canva. That's what they call it. That's
oh, yeah, Canva. Yeah.
Canva.
You were saying the good way. See, me and you all the time. You be saying it like. Canava, girl. Go on Canava. Yeah, that thing. But we put too much vowels in it. I'm like, I'm listening to these tutorials on YouTube here, and these hoes keep on saying, Canva? What is this Canva you're doing?
Perhaps they're reading it.
Right. No, we up here just doing it.
It don't make sense to my mouth.
And now it sounds like some white people
stupid.
Shit. I'm sorry.
It do. We don't have no soul in it.
Canva. I'm gonna go on Canva today, and I'm just gonna upload some stuff later on with the things that I created, my logos and some of the
put it in my folders on Canva.
Yeah, my quotes are gonna be essential. Oh, my poster bomb.
But yeah, that is essential, like the business tools, QuickBooks, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Those essential business tools is what separates you from a hobby to a business.
Everybody else. Right. Somebody sending like a text, like, this is how much you owe me.
Like, listen, when somebody sends you an email, it should go into a Excel file. that puts their email, all their contact, and whether or not you're going to contact them. Then on your to-do
list. Use MailChimp for that, too. If you honestly, MailChimp has been great for me. I've been sending out newsletters like once a month. And you'll collect email automatic from your business email.
And it's like,
you know, make it a little pretty nice and whatever.
You know what? Don't you like when you get those things from companies? Doesn't that make
well,
you want to buy
from
them that they took the time to make a professional presentation? You know, it's not hard, but I think in the African American community, we feel like the product is superior, so people should just want it.
Come on now, just automatically, right? Like, no. I have a lot of friends like that too. That's why I'm like, I don't try to sell my business like that. If I'm doing a shirt or something, I'm gonna be like, this is where the shirt came from. Mm-hmm. This is whatever. When I was doing the mask this past week, I tell everybody who got a mask to wash it because my hands did have to touch it. Granted, I wash my hands, but like, there's just proper stuff. Like, you know, that goes a long way with customer service. They're like, people will be like, duh, but I'm like, no, some people really don't, you know, wash the stuff that they get, you know?
Yeah, but the white companies tell you to wash it.
Yeah,
look at
they put
look
the little
it,
card
we'll
in.
To them.
Wash before first.
Right, just like
please
that.
Wash this.
Yep.
Well, then cold.
But we don't want to go that extra the step. We just want to sell it and be like, oh.
No, really, we don't
take it.
Packaging
you know
is subpar. Delivery is $3.
I've learned that from my packaging.
In 2020, I should be excited. You want to give me your product for my money,
right? Because you know exactly what it is.
Like, I'm not saying you got to lose money, but you need to include that in your price. Value your product.
And not for nothing, let me just say, well, a lot of these black owned companies, I need y'all to actually tell me how to use the product. Stop giving me
right why
are
there no instructions?
Like here's the thing. You need to, if you're going to give me a sticker label, give me a card that says, this is shea butter.
Oh,
shea butter is from this nut, from a shea nut tree. Blah, blah, blah.
I love
and
that
then,
stuff.
And then, you know, you got to write, and it's great for eczema. It's great for blah, blah. I have a channel, so I like to expose my secrets deliberately. But let me just say, it's really great for everything you need to protect your skin right quick. So, you know, they don't have a lot of that. They're not endorsing their company. And for the African black soap, that is such a treat to just go down the list.
They need
of all
cover.
They could just be like, boop, let me just post this once a week, twice a day. If you're on your phone, you can post something.
Or, I don't know about you, DJ Weisham, they hit you with the look at my Facebook, look at my Instagram. I did a video about it.
Right, but why don't you have...
And the video is somebody just showing out the product.
And wait, but they'll do the... It's proprietary, but you can't instruct me still? You can't tell me your...
You want me to just figure out what to do with this grainy substance?
Right. Stop giving me this weird black stuff talking about just put it on your face. I don't have time for that. So, but speaking of just nonchalant craziness, DJ Weisham, all the things that you have upcoming, what are you most excited about?
Wow. What am I excited about right now? All of my gigs got canceled, so I don't want to be all like, let me see. Right now, I'll say I'm excited to work with Brandi Blaze. That is my favorite person ever right now. I'm working with, I'm her DJ.
How did you and Brandi Blaze
so crazy. I met Brandi, what's this year? I'm trying to, well, it's like maybe like 2.5 years ago. We just met each other, which is wild. She was at a showcase that was hosted at the Haley House, like a rap thing. So I seen her there. And then I've never forget, I posted her. I was posting a lot of artists like, oh, look at this person. Because I just like to post people. No, I won't say it like that, like a creep. if you're good, I'm going to post you. Right. I'm going to find you.
You were manifesting hard.
Right. And then I seen her again briefly. So then it wasn't until we were at the Great Scott Rock. They're actually closing now due to finance problems. So sorry to them. We were performing separately. I was performing, I was DJing for Oompa at the time. And then I walked out.
Oompa.
Right, shout out to Oompa. She came outside and was like, I gotta ask you a question. And I'm thinking it's like something serious, like crazy. She's like, No, for real. Like, people be talking to me, and then I'm like a serious person, right? And I'm like, oh, what's up? She's like, so I'm thinking, like, it would be dope to have you as my DJ. Like, not like that, but like in a way, like, she's like, I want you to have my DJ. And I'm like, oh, hell yeah. Like, yo, your energy's crazy. Like, what? Your energy's crazy. I've
Was
been
it
fucking
kind
looking
of
at your
like
shit. Like,
that? What was that,
yo,
DJ?
what? I'm like, I'm shocked that you're fucking asking me. Like, what? I
What
didn't
if the
see
mom
your
was like,
video.
go DJ? That's my DJ. What if she just had a whole, like, she saw a
Oh.
whole visionary plan for y'all? And, like,
And that's what happened. And that's where we're at now. I kid you not, ever since then, we that after that night she asked me, we linked up, and kid you not, 2 weeks later we had a show. And everybody thought, I don't want to sound like whatever. Like, it's like, let me see, who's a DJ? I don't know, because people in need a DJ be breaking up, so I don't want to name somebody. But Migos and a DJ, so that's funny. Me and Brandy related on, you said, we talked about YouTube earlier. We was connecting at my crib, and I was like, yeah, I was watching this video, and Migos' DJ is crazy. And she's like, what? I seen that same one. And I was like, we pulled up, I was like, get out of here. And stuff like that, like, you know, y'all was talking about, you know, horoscopes and all everything, like people align and connect with each other. For certain like that, you don't hear too many people saying like, oh, they seen like a specific video or show or
That was
something
really
like that.
exciting.
Right. And it was like unique. And then like the deal breaker was she was saying she loved Trina, featuring Trick Daddy. So when we both started rapping Trina's part, it was like we talk about that story all the time. Like, we knew it was like meant for it to happen.
Oh,
Like, I kid, I, it's crazy. I
I
kid you
know
not.
the
But then ever since then, we went to the Boston Music Awards, got nominated at the same time. Like, I'm so proud of her, and like, she brought me out of an element. I never was a DJ that talked on a microphone. If you see my back, they'll be like, can you make an announcement? I'm like, damn, really? Now I'll be ready to make the announcement. I'm like, yeah, what's up next week? But she brought that out of me because she's like, I need you like on the mic
right.
talking. Like, you know, I don't want you just DJing. Like, I want you like the old school way she always talked about, like how back in the day they had the DJ and the artist going back and forth. And now when we get on stage, it's like, I don't like to tell people, like, sometimes we practice and sometimes we don't, and it's like crazy every time. Like, it just comes out amazing. So I'm just glad to know that I have a studio now, can do more with her and learn from her, because she's taught me a lot too about like recording, because she's been in the game for a while and she knows about the scene. She knows, like, you know, there's like the misogynistic stuff, and there's like stuff that goes on with women too. People want you to do your track a certain way, so I want to provide that space for her and other artists, so they're comfortable. They come in and they get what they wanted for it. Like, I ain't trying to switch your product. Like, this is what you want to sound like. I'm not trying to do that. So that's what I'm definitely looking forward to, building more with Brandy, because we have some crazy stuff lined up. So I can only imagine, like, after Corona, we just take off and be out of here. Like, we want to travel so much and do so much on the road, because you don't really see a female DJ and a female artist. Like, you see it like real quick because they, you know, they grab somebody, but like, we're legit a package. Because I be walking down the street, where's Brandy? I'm like, we don't live together. Like, what the
Like, I know you've seen each
hell?
other for the day. No, we haven't. FaceTimed, and that
Right,
was
at
it.
all. But
None of your
and then all of a sudden
business.
Brandy calls me, and I'd be like, oh dang, look it. So, but I'm definitely loving, willing, can't wait to work more with Brandy and seeing how she gets down in the studio, and because her bars are crazy,
Straight fire.
and all of them. Yeah, there's an album I just dropped today with Brandy, Red Shade, Latrell James, a lot of local Boston artists from Union Sound
Oh, send me
music.
the link and we'll put it in the description of the episode.
I sure will. And that's something good for y'all too, to see. You can send it to your artists and stuff like that so they can start connecting and bridging the gap. That's one thing I don't like when people just send like artists. I can tell when it's like a forward, like there's a way you can send like a message to everybody. And I don't think that's really building, because I'm not going to listen to your track. It doesn't say, hey, Why Sham or Hey Sham or whatever like that. Listen to this. It's not direct message. It's just like, yo, I want all my friends. Of course you do, but I think there's a way that there's a way to connect.
Friends to watch my YouTube page. I want all my friends to listen to my podcast. Like,
Right, because if it's a DJ, I think you can. There's a way you can. If you forward it to all your friends, hell yeah, cool. Because you never know what they're doing right there. But if it's DJs, you got to be more targeted and specific. think about how many DJs, producers, whoever is getting that same message, and they're looking like, okay, do you even really want to build? Like, this is just another artist. So, like, we got to start being more direct.
Targeted marketing.
Right, targeted marketing and taking that seriously, especially here in Boston, because the community is small as ever. Look how quick everybody...
I mean, yeah.
Seeing you at this show, like, seeing when my here, artists, seeing you there.
So, then, for example, my artist friends from out of state, and when they came back in state, they were like, yes, this where I'm like, listen, when I get back in the game, it's going to take me about 4 weeks to meet everyone that's popping, okay? They'll probably meet them in one place. Because Boston is big but small. Because here's the thing. There's a vibrant New Hampshire hip-hop community. Do you live in New Hampshire?
Oh, shoot.
I don't live in New Hampshire.
No.
I'm not going to no New Hampshire shows. Are you? Sometimes when you travel
depends,
out here,
depends.
But
you're
are you
open,
going
right,
to
right,
on a
right.
regular basis a New Hampshire show? Like, right, so it's I like, see, yeah, Massachusetts and this New England is huge. And if you could take it over, it's great. But if you could just unify Boston, it would be really powerful.
Yes,
and more of a ripple
on one
effect.
Level.
Because New Hampshire would come here if they were invited. They just didn't know that y'all had hip-hop shows up here.
Right. A lot of people still don't
right.
know there's black people in Boston.
I thought only the Dropkick Murphys played in the clubs. What? When'd you guys get in? But listen, I went to an indoor pool for a hip-hop show. It was like a bunch of little white kids just leaving right before we started.
So, speaking of white kids... We all know how they be taking and pumping crazy hitters. You know, they be like, what is this new artist? They'll be like, this is straight from Boston, bro. I went to college at Harvard, so, you know, I'm from there. You know?
You
leave me alone. So let me just say it like this. What are your playlists during quarantine? You know?
That's how he sounds, though.
Look, they be so proud that nothing sounds Bostonian about that person until they say Harvard. But anyway, go ahead, bust it.
What's on your quarantine playlist?
My quarantine
top three.
Playlist. I'll say top three right now is Future featuring
right.
Travis Scott. Off his new album High
Future
Off
Future and
Life.
Travis Scott.
Okay. Yeah. Solitaires. Yeah, that's what I call my solitaires. What is another? Let's see. I'm gonna be biased and not biased, but Brandy Blaze just dropped Slip, but and I only know because I was in the studio. That was my first time. Like I didn't record her, but we went to the studio over there with her. So it's right now, you can go to Spotify. It's called Slip. The beat is crazy. It was produced by Battle Axe. He is from Boston.
Oh, okay.
First thing we got, yes, the beat, like when I say the beat's crazy, before she even rapped, I was like, whoa, he did not make this because I know him personally. And he's awesome, dope rapper also too. So Slip, Solitaires, and let me see, I'm gonna go with what was I bumping the other day? It's my old school gym. Don't laugh at all. I've been trying to dig in my old school crate, but like the Rough Riders anthem, I'll say my top three
Facts.
For quarantine because I want to chop it up and do
Facts.
Something with it.
I've been feeling real DMX.
So, I know. Yeah, thank you, right? And then yeah,
I'm ready to get out the house.
Eve, so like, all right, y'all gonna make me lose my mind up in here, up in
feel
here.
Like the walls closing in.
But I'll say go like you know. A little fresh
you know,
air,
a little DMX
and
Kevin
know.
Gates mashup would be nice.
Mm-hmm. So, like, I did, yeah, those are my top three, because I'm, like, I'm in a future mood
okay.
right now. And
you trying to get away.
I'm,
you ready for a flight.
Yeah,
you trying to go to Atlanta.
Oh, I'm out of here. That's the thing. I have a Delta flight credit waiting, American Airlines flight. I was supposed to be in Jamaica April break, you know, the school break that kids have. I couldn't go. I was supposed to be at South by Southwest, couldn't go. Then I was supposed to be in ATL, actually, bitch, for a couple of days. So
all I felt that in your spirit. As an ATLian, a Georgia peach, I always can tell where you really want to be at all times. Even if you say you don't want to be there, you know you want to go.
You trying to get me to move back to ATL ASAP.
Look, as soon as it's over,
my two close friends live there.
We're making so much dope.
My two close friends live there. I love it, right? I walk out there and I feel like I'm at home. Just like I went to school in Allentown, Pennsylvania. I feel like Pennsylvania and Georgia is like little backup homes. I know a bunch of people, so it'd be cool. I want to link more with the artists though in ATL. Like
bring them a Boston sound.
Folks out there, right? Yep, and do that, you know, merge up. So I love talking to y'all because y'all, everybody got that balance in between of being everywhere, not being everywhere. I'll say globally connected. Here we go, globally connected.
All right, so I know you gotta go, and I just want to make sure we can get every type of platform to get in contact with you. So go ahead and let us know how to get in contact with you.
The best way is Instagram, DJYSham. If you try to hit me on Facebook, I screen all my Facebook friend requests because. If y'all request me on Facebook or if y'all got me, that's fine.
I'm about to say, Susan,
I feel like.
Application
right.
We need to fill
I'll
out.
I'll tell y'all that. I'll tell y'all my thing. It's open. It's literally why sham, but I screen that because Facebook is more like, I feel like, close folks and people. And if you're really going to do music or stuff, you'll be on my Instagram because I don't really on Facebook. I promote on Facebook a little bit, but that's because, but like half and half, like everybody is on Instagram looking at the stories and stuff. But then I'm on Twitter. Twitter is just like where I just be chilled out. So everything's DJ.
Can they also catch you on Spark FM online? What time?
Yes. So Tuesdays and Thursdays, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Lunch is over, and it's not literally like you're eating food, but Lunch is Over. That is the name of my show. You got the Breakfast Club, and you got Lunch is Over. So you know you did.
I like that.
Yeah, we like to eat, so we was already down for it.
I already figured it out, but I was like, that's very smart.
Yo, I'm gonna send y'all some gear. Just send me y'all sizes whatever. I'm sending out shirts and masks and stuff.
Merch alert.
So we just be having fun with it. I'll do like a half hour quick mix. Yesterday I did a Bounty Killer and Beanie Man and Biggie mix. It was Biggie's birthday, so then and Bounty and Beanie is battling each other tomorrow. So I was like, oh, the three B's, let's get this going. So I try to be a little bit creative. I studied a lot of shows and trying to figure out what makes stuff different. So shout out to sparkfmonline.com. I am grateful for the opportunity. Shout out to Danielle, the first black female radio who started radio show in Boston.
I just was on a Zoom video call with her with the Black Project. It was really awesome.
Really loving her vision. I'm thankful for her vision, right? She has been behind the scenes of a lot of music stuff going on. So I'm glad to be a part of that. So Tuesdays and Thursdays. Yes. And she's live. What's tonight? Friday at 9 p.m. too. Henny Hot Wings Live is 9 p.m. tonight. They be having some crazy, like, y'all should tune in because y'all sound like y'all would be right, fit perfect. they're extreme too. But I love it. Like, we're all, like I said before, we're adults.
We love to come and hang out with y'all.
We're all here for the community. We're here. And then once I get the studio together, we're going to have everybody up in there. But I'm trying to take it mobile. So we'll pull up on y'all one day. Lunch is over and, you know, merge a show and do a live show.
All right. Thank you. Go ahead.
So. KFC in Asia, I'll understand.
KFC in different countries is a lot different than it is here. So you got to make sure.
I've seen on Mikey Chen's that KFC in Asia is way better.
It is. It's superior. They eat it as holiday meals over there. I promise you. You'll see a big old line on Christmas at KFC and McDonald's, A&W, places that aren't even popping here no more. That's where that goes.
Welcome, everybody, to Mary Jane and
Munchies. We're doing a good old recap. We've had so many special guests over the last couple weeks. Quarantine has had us locked up over here hustling on multiple different platforms. So we are just letting you know to get you caught up. We had Trage, we had DJ White Sham, and we have Tap Judge again. So,
and Trage became a new guest host, so you'll probably hear him on a lot of different episodes.
Hi, Trage.
Shout out to Trage.
So, girl, did I tell you I got Karen'd earlier this week? I got Karen. You know who Karen is. Hello? They're over here having fun. Tell me why I got Karen. You want me to tell you what happened?
You saved a Karen story for a live podcast recording.
Girl, I'm getting good with my stuff.
Tell us more.
Like, I had to tell them. They pulled up on me. My father, well, let me just clear up some things so we have the nitty gritty.
Your father, Pop Smoke.
Pop Smoke. He does his bonfires, right? Now.
Beautiful.
In the city of Boston, there are no pit fires of wood descent. You have to only have propane. So we don't know this. We're not from here. Okay? My father has had... On some real stuff, he did not know this because we've seen others. And you know how I got that firework beef in general. So you talking about fire. Don't give me... You gonna pop fireworks, though. You ain't calling on... But anyway, Karen, this is about you. This is dedicated to all the Karens. Get caught lacking with me in the streets. See something that is not social distance with me. I promise you. Okay, my beef is going to simmer down. I'm gonna put it on the grill.
Keep the beef sizzling hot. Don't let Karen off the hook.
Okay, so Karen tried us. So I'm out here gardening. You know, I'm off work, minding my business, coming home. You know, I have to have an hour of just me time just to get revived and stuff like that. Gardening in my garden. About to have some transplants of kale. All right? My father say, watch this fire for 30 minutes. He say, go ahead and, you know, just let me pull off for a second. He was trying to get ready to go. I'm like, cool, I got you, Pop. I know how to hold a fire down. My sister's in the house. There's some stuff go down. We got buckets. You better run, little babies. Get the buckets. You know, type stuff. You know, about $5 is going to put the fire out. And if it don't put it out, then we call 911 on ourselves. Okay. So, prior to this, we had no problems, all right? We didn't been buying fire in this whole entire time. Now, my neighbor just so happens to have that type of landscape that the leaves fall down and they tread and do that little beautiful, majestic leaf thing. So she up here, like, I could tell one of my neighbors. All my neighbors kind of got cute yards. So I know that it was one of these cute, gnarled-ass neighbors, okay? I'm trying to calm myself because you know doggone well. I'm going to just puff. This is from Sierra Naturals right now. Thank you so much, Sierra Naturals, for allowing me to calm myself and take my medication. What are we smoking on right now? This is, let me think of myself. This is like Wappa. So Wappa be killing it. It's going to come.
Wappa. Wabba-dee, wabba-dee, wop, wop, wop. Make sure you're following Queenie Jones on all social media platforms and Boston Bossy on all social media platforms.
Period. So back to the story. She always be having me because I really didn't need to calm down because I don't play that shit.
But I really want to know this Karen story. So, she never have Karen stories. I be thinking white people don't even see her sometimes.
Look,
tell me about this Karen story.
I'll be just going around.
So you
around
in
the
garden
without having Karen problems?
Thanking God for the life that you are creating from the earth.
With
Bill Withers playing in the back, a lovely day.
I'm literally on that tip. If no clear, my friend know me. She know me.
I really think that I'm accurately describing, like,
you.
Because when you show me your plants, you're so proud of them. You're like, this is cilantro. Say hi, guys.
They're like,
you're
my
shy.
Pet is like, you know how people are with their dogs and their children.
Yeah.
I'm like that with my plants because I'm gonna eat these babies. Anyway, I'm going to eat these babies and she gonna eat them because that's how a personal chef should do her client. This is straight from my garden. Enjoy. All right. Anyway, so.
My belly thinks you.
We hear these sirens and I get triggered by sirens. I get triggered by lights. So I'm just like, it'd be so crazy if we getting Karen right now. I swear, because this shit sounds so close and I get highly aggravated because I'm like, I'm going to slap a bitch soon. Come out your house. Where are you? Okay, so when they pull up to my yard, I'm like, I'm actually in shock. I'm in paralyzation because I'm so upset that I know somebody has called for no reason. Do you know that my dad is a U.S. Marine? Do you know that, like, and it's not even because he's a U.S. Marine. They're all trained on how to control fires. So why would the... Why would you think that the all our cars that have the blades on there, the little shields that say U.S. Marine Corps, that somebody's just up here just trying to burn down your neighborhood? Thanks. Okay. You see, I see that you don't think we're intelligent, ho. So,
That part. Ho.
Ho. Trick asshole at that. So we see the fire marshal coming up with, you know, the firefighters, and they're like talking to my dad. Now, here's the thing. Here's what I have to respect by the city of Boston. There are a lot of people who work here diligently to do what is right in the city. So the fire marshals is like, oh, okay, there's this specific fire marshal that I really have respect for. He was like, you know, trying to explain to the other firefighters that, hey, look, this is just them having fun. This is not a bonfire that they were trying to
burn things.
Right. This is like
roasting marshmallows.
Look.
Like a Caucasian family.
Look, at this point.
Because they're close-knit. Families do stuff like that.
It was so close to looking like a fire grill.
It was just jealousy on black
or a fire oven. Like, I know somebody in Hyde Park right now that has a
wood brick oven
like
outside.
So I don't know how they get to do it. Maybe it's the funneling, and you know, I can get scientific, but I'm not gonna. I know that there was a whole little spot for us to put the coals in our grill part and just put a grate on it. So how they thought we was like, oh, you just no, nigga, we was gonna eat later. Okay, can we not have a hot ass house? Black people don't play about the air conditioning. So the fire marshal's like, okay, so you see, I see that this is a backyard thing. We got a nice aesthetic back here. So he explained that. He makes my father get the buckets that he already had outside. Put them out. He told the little babies to go inside, put out the water. And that's where I was like, still paralyzed. Because this is how I work with my anger and how I have to departmentalize my stuff. Girl, don't hurt nobody because Karen's not here. Karen is obviously not here.
Karen is a punk ass bitch who hid in the corner watching the fireworks. She didn't want that work. Karen didn't want that work.
She didn't want that smoke.
But she set the fire. Should have got that smoke.
She didn't want that smoke.
That's okay. I'm always over there. I'll find Karen and beat that bitch up with a bat.
Look, the violence is unnecessary. We just know at the end of the day, Mary Jane and Munchies.
With a verbal bat, y'all. With a verbal bat. I would give her a thorough lashing of my tongue.
Like, only you can prevent forest fires.
And they, or carrots.
Let me just tell you, it took 6 buckets to put out the water. And I will tell you, Lowe's buckets, just in case. You know, there's a disparity on how you should put out a fire if you're cooking outside. Took 6 buckets, ladies and gentlemen. And let's be clear, it took 3 people to put it out. All right,
it's a good fire.
But I just wanted to
shout out to Pop Smoke.
Yeah, it was a good fire. But at the end of the day,
they was just hating because they didn't have no marshmallows or smokes.
If I would have put a marshmallow in the face, I bet they would have been like,
yeah.
"Okay,
yeah, that was what it is." They was jealous. Y'all was probably roasting meat or doing something fun.
You know, I was about to smoke something.
Yeah, y'all was doing something fun and they couldn't join in. They said, "Fuck y'all, fun, bitch ass naked."
What about you? What you do?
Been live streaming on Bego Live, so that's been going on. That's been getting really well. I got my first paycheck from them. I really love that platform.
What?
Shout out to Bego Live. If you guys are interested, my hosting ID over there is Powerpuff88. Please search me on Bego Live. I'll also put this in the description of this episode. I've been editing our previous episodes because I want to make them really awesome and crafted for you guys. Been listening to the podcast of one of our former guests, Wizard Avery, who goes by Free Truth. His podcast, Elephant in the Room, is now available on all streaming platforms.
Cough, cough. Now, Wizard Avery was on the platform a couple months ago, would be about like 1.5-2 months ago.
Yep.
Beginning of
Corona. I want to say like our second episode.
Yeah. He said that his favorite food, which is a snack on, is grapes. And let me just say, the reason why we haven't had grape, let me tell you what grape we're specifically waiting for. We're waiting for cotton candy grapes to come back to Whole Foods. And that is the only grape that I will be accepting as a snack. Because that is the type of stature this man brings. That royal type of organicness. Okay, so that
true
is
king shit.
True king stuff. It's king ting, shiitake. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I feel like, it is vital for us to have the right snacks for our guests. You might not see us eating it yet because it takes research for us to put in that work. I'm a chef. She's a chef. She will not accept just non-quality grapes. If I just brought green grapes in here, she'd be like, you got something to go with that? But when she had a cotton candy, she gonna know.
Are the cotton candy the red grapes?
They're green grapes, but the way they're made is the suppleness of the grape is more
it's
so.
It's more a little sour.
It's more
sweet.
It's way sweeter, and it's not like nastily sweet.
I don't. Okay.
It's
because not. I hate oversweet green grapes. I hate when they get super sweet. Ugh, I like them to be tart because I want my red grapes to be sweet. I like me a good sweet red grape.
Think pink with these.
Oh, grapes. Like the blush grapes.
They're not pinkish. They're not the color pink. They're green.
That's how they taste.
Think pink. So
that's exciting. You're right. That is a royal grape.
That grape is expensive as hell, y'all. So if y'all want to look into it and know where the hookups are, we'll even take.
Actually, if y'all would like to help us, you can cash at me at Boston Bossy, and we can get this on our YouTube channel because we have some great content coming up for you guys. Jimmy Luciano is going to be on an episode of Queenie Jones Cooking, which is going to be the second part will be on Mary Jane and Munchies.
Right.
First part will be what he eats on a daily basis, which will be on Queenie Jones. They'll be cooking and talking, so tune into that coming in later in July.
Yeah. Girl,
later
let me
in
tell
July.
You, Sabrina is one of the type of people that I know she's about that, so she's gonna put it to later in July. Up here, doggone know what I edit my own stuff. Give me, you got my editor? Pull me up an editor, girl. Editor, please. She's like, I'm putting it in there. I said what I said and I stand by it. I'm the manager.
Nene, that part. I love her so much because she knows me.
Look, I don't
I didn't even say it, but she said what was in my mind. I was like, y'all just go be in the kitchen cooking.
We're
just going to rip it together right quick. We're going to find a good kitchen to cook in. Listen, I want to bring y'all a little bit into our background process.
The background.
I want to bring you all in a little bit into our background process. So to do this episode, this will be like, you know, quarantine light that we're living in Boston, like quarantine light. And we're going to find a good kitchen. We're going to hire a videographer. He's going to record this episode. We're going to edit it. We're going to break it up and reuse it a lot. We can get our money's worth out of that video. But what's going to be really awesome is I can't wait for you guys to see Queenie Jones and Jimmy Luciano into our Scorpio season in the building.
Look.
Pew, pew, pew.
If you didn't know what that sound is, you ain't been with no Scorpio. We even make that sound or give them. All right.
I bet y'all really got a sound.
Look. All I can say.
As a Capricorn, I'm a goat. I don't have to make no sound. I get this money. That's what I do. I get this bag.
Nobody knew what a Capricorn is unless they put a goat with it. I'm just saying. A Capricorn is.
That's the point. You don't know where. We be right behind you like, ah! Capricorn shit.
Only
you
if you put know. The goat up.
Will you don't even know.
Will I understand? You are the true goat, though. I'm not going to even say. But I really would love.
What's a Gemini? Bipolar.
Hey. Some Geminis is just extra. They don't know.
True.
Sometimes they just gotta act like they own.
Shout out.
Yeah, she's trying to come for my Baba Loki, and I'm
Mama tell Yummy.
Yeah, my Mama Yummy.
Mama Yummy.
So she gonna be.
Mama Yummy is the only good Gemini I've ever met, though. Mama Yummy is all that.
And all the
a
other
bag
be messing with her and
of umami.
That's it. They play games.
And if you want to know why she calls her Mommy Yummy, you're going to have to go on her YouTube channel. Period.
So, let me just segue into this. Are y'all prepared? Are y'all?
What's up, Mary Jane?
And Munchies!
Here, it's Boston Bossy.
And this is Queenie Jones.
And if you want to contact us for questions, concerns, perhaps to be on the show, or for advertising purposes, you can call us at 857-342-2584.
Or hit us up on IG at Queenie Jones or Boston Bossy. Or hit us up on the email at Queenie Jones. And if you need to know how to spell Queenie Jones right quick, it's Q-U-E-E-M-I-E-J-O-N-E-S @gmail.com. Period.
Bye.
Bye.